Just because he had a criminal history, Kat, that doesn't give the police the right to choke him out.
Yeah, well...
Guys, you probably shouldn't talk about this. We're rolling.
Oh, okay, right, yeah. Yeah, well, we can discuss that later. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Kat Baker Show, the longest-running podcast in the world and the number one podcast in the Philippines, hosted by I, Kat Baker, voted number one person in the UK. And we just got word that we are now the most listened to podcast in the Vatican. Wow. Can't believe it.
Shut you up.
I know. And today we are joined by your friendly neighbourhood sex offender.
Sex offender?
Frederick Quinn.
I'll take that. I'll take a friendly sex offender.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get a groping a compliment.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone's fave.
I'm so tired. I've driven into London and I hate it. I hate everything about London.
Yeah, you...
It makes me want to kill myself. I hate London.
I thought I'd bring you here, try and make you a bit more civilised.
Why do you all live here? Why does anyone live here? It's horrible. It's fucking shit.
Because it's fun.
It's nice. No. No, it isn't fun. No, it isn't.
If you're...
Londoners have the least fun of anyone.
Yeah, but if you're someone that doesn't like to be alone with your thoughts, London is good.
I'll tell you what London is, in my limited experience of it.
Yeah.
London is full of people who are paranoid that they could be having a better time somewhere else.
Oh, that is me.
That's literally...
I have to be in a big city in the centre of everything.
You have an abundance of choice, and all that does is it makes you unhappy. Because you think that the next bar would be a better bar, or you think the next restaurant would be a better restaurant. If you want to, like, I'm from Preston. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to go out drinking past 2 a.m. in Preston, there's one place that's open. Right. And your options are either you go there or you go home. Nothing. And you're happier because of it. Because you know that you don't have the choice. Whereas in London, there's places open all the time and just full of people unhappy.
Yeah.
And I fucking...
To be fair, lots of places actually aren't open that late anymore because after COVID.
I went around Soho, right? Yeah. And I thought Soho was going to be this...
What were you doing? Sucking penis.
I was.
Comedy.
But you can't get any dicks past 11 p.m.
Yeah. That is a shame.
I couldn't believe that all the places were shut in like before midnight. I was like...
Yeah. There is some places, but yeah, a lot of the pubs, bars
but
shut.
You go, what the fuck? This is Soho. Yeah. Why are you all closed?
There's a couple bars around here open till like 4 a.m. But one of them, I'm not sure I'm allowed back at because I actually had an argument with the bouncer the other night. So
you don't look like you kicked off.
I don't always. All that happened, it was at the end of the night. And, you know, they close and they kick everyone out. And I was, like, across the road from the bar. Like, I'd left and I was talking to my mate, like, across the road, down the road a bit. And the bouncer, like, because it's in kind of a residential area, and the bouncer came out and was like, you need to move on. And I was a bit drunk and a bit like, well, technically, you can't tell me to move on because I'm not on your property anymore.
Yeah.
So I was like, I was just standing there. But we had an argument. And then he was like, you're standing outside people's houses, like, making noise. I was like, I'm not making noise. I'm having a conversation. He was like, how would you like it if you had kids and they're trying to get to sleep? And I went, well, I do have kids. I don't. But I was like, and then he was like, you don't even live here. And I was like, I do live here. I didn't. But I was just like, I was just getting aggy back, to be honest.
Yeah,
and
I was
like, I probably can't go back there now. So.
I have used something similar before.
Yeah.
So I was doing a show once in Hull. And I parked in a car park that I thought was 24 hours, but they closed the car park off. And I needed to get home. I live 2 hours away from Hull. And I rang the car park place up and I was like, my car's in there, you've locked me in. And they went, well, could you get a taxi back home tonight and then come back the following morning and get your car? And I went, no, I live 2.5 hours away. And they went, well, could you get a hotel and stay the night and then the following morning? And I was like, I see where this is going. They're not coming out. So I told them that I was the primary carer for someone with special needs. That is not true. But they came down so quick. Mate, I'd have done the voice. I don't give a shit. Shut up, Stephen. I'm asking him.
It's like when I'm on my... alt Reddit account and I leave racist comments, people say you can't say that, and I go, it's all right because I'm black. I don't do that, guys. I don't leave racist comments.
No, not under a fake account.
No, I do them with my like phone number and address.
Name, address. Yeah. So we were chatting before this, and we were talking about like things that are things in the north but not in the south. Because you called a crackhead a nitty.
A nitty, yeah.
A nitty.
Yeah. That's... I feel like I've heard northerners say nitty before.
Nah, there's no way. Not a proper northerner. No proper northerner calls a crackhead a nitty. It's just, it's such a silly little name for them. Oh, you cheeky little nitty.
Yeah, well,
taking heroin next to a bin, you little nitty.
I saw a comedian the other day and he makes like a lot of jokes about drugs and he kind of looks like a nitty. And
who?
I don't know his name.
What does he look like?
I know, he looks like he's in London. He's like a London comedian.
He's a London comic.
But everyone was in the comments.
What does he look like? London.
Yeah, he looks like a nitty. Okay. And like people, all the comments were, oh, I've made it onto Nit Talk.
Oh, like, shit. Okay. Nit Talk. Yeah, no, we don't have that. But then we have Mischief Night, which I only found out recently is a northern thing. I thought Mischief Night was a all over the country thing, but it's not. It's specifically the north.
Right. Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Have you got any ideas of what Mischief Night might be? Often abbreviated to Mizzy Night.
Bumming each other.
Mm. Yes, it's the night where everyone in the north bums each other.
Yeah.
We all...
Because you can't express, like, gay sexuality in the north, so that's the one night you can.
It's like the purge for gay thoughts. People are locking themselves in their houses. Massive security.
Finally, we can be ourselves.
Corking their arseholes up. It's the gay purge. I would watch that film so much more than the purge.
Yeah.
So Mischief Night is the night before Halloween.
Right.
And it is the night where you are allowed, quote unquote, to just be a cunt and, like, you know,
right,
trash cars and, like, throw shit in houses.
And you don't get arrested.
Like, well, you do, but it's like a tradition. If you're going to do that, you don't do it on Halloween. You do it on Mischief Night.
You know, I recently was in America. Uh-huh. And I was describing British traditions to Americans. Okay. And I was thinking, we've got like cheese rolling, right? Cheese rolling.
That's chasing your cheese. You're showing your heritage.
Yeah.
Cheese rolling.
Well, because I recently lived in Bristol. And so it's like a thing around there.
Yeah.
But also, have you seen the Shrove Tuesday? That's up north. Or it's in the Midlands.
What?
The Shrove Tuesday, where they all in the town and then there's one ball and all the men.
They'll knock the fuck out of each other.
What's that one called?
I actually think it's in Doncaster, that. Yeah. Or somewhere like that. It strikes me as sort of like thing that Yorkshire people do.
Yeah, but they like...
Yeah.
That is like the purge. You're like allowed to assault...
They're pure knock the fuck out of each other. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think American customs are weird. I think the majority of American culture is weird. Do you know what I find one of the weirdest things?
Mm.
Cheerleaders.
Yeah.
I find that whole thing insane. Like,
yeah, I feel like they like one time in my school they tried to introduce cheerleading and it was like the most
special needs thing. Like, unless I'm missing something, is it not basically a school going, these are our sexiest children. Like, we're going to dress them in revealing outfits and make them dance sexually in front of their own parents while everyone cheers.
That's
insane.
Yeah. And
who was the first person to be like, right, hear me out. We're going to get a bunch of 14-year-olds.
Yeah.
We're going to put them in little outfits and they're going to twerk and dance
in front of their own
parents. And the parents of all the... Or the perverts within the neighbourhood. That's and it will inspire the local sports team to go on and win. It's like
you also got the child pageants in America. It's the same kind of vibe, but even younger.
Mate, like 4-year-olds and shit, and they're like fucking doing like little dances and shit, and they're getting their hair done and they're
We don't sexualise children too much in the UK, do we?
No, that's why I'm moving.
I'm going to the Philippines.
I just find all that shit wild. Yeah. Although I'll tell you what else I like, because obviously it was the election recently. I don't know.
Trump. It's been a day or two. Trump's been.
Yeah.
Thank God. Thank God.
America.
Can I just say?
Yeah.
I was worried about democracy for a second
not
there.
A black woman in charge.
Oh, please. No, no, no.
Oh, hell. Have being in charge of white men like it's always been.
Yes.
If it ain't broke, and it ain't, don't fix it. I found it like, I have a real problem with like, the performative sort of like era that we all live in at the moment, particularly with social media.
Infographics.
Yeah, but everyone feels like they have to have the most extreme reactions to things that actually don't really affect them at all.
Yeah.
Like there's been so many like 20-year-olds just on social media in like, I'm devastated that Trump has won.
Yeah.
This is the worst thing that's ever happened. You're like,
you survived 4 years before with him.
But also,
before.
It's like you live in York. It's not really.
Yeah.
It's not really your problem.
I literally saw someone like some people I know, like who are in the UK, posting stuff like, I can't believe this. I'm absolutely devastated. And I was like, it has made no, as a British person, it's made absolutely no difference whether Biden or Trump has been in power to us. Like, a genocide is still happening, war's still going on, the economy's the same. Like, it's like, what the fuck are you crying about?
So
like,
I put something on social media, basically going like, I don't get why people are so, you know, bothered. And somebody messaged me and went, you're wrong. This is a devastating blow to women everywhere. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm sure the women in Saudi Arabia are gutted.
I'm sure
this is really the final nail in the coffin for them. You know, not being able to drive, not being able to read, not being able to go out in public without a man. But as long as Kamala's president, it's all right.
What the
fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, I find it just baffling. Like, I also find it amazing. It's like, this like every 4 or 5 years, we have a vote on things, and some people are happy, and some people aren't.
Yeah.
How have you not got the script by now?
I am so looking forward to seeing Trump and Keir Starmer, like, interacting.
Oh, that's
going to
be
so awkward.
There's going to be pure autism in it.
You just, I can't do a Keir Starmer impression, I don't think.
Can you do a Trump impression? Well, that was perfect. It was like being in the room with him.
Also, can I just say, right, I bought this when I was in America, I was in Houston, I bought this top from a thrift shop. It says Ted Nugent, right, on it.
Okay.
And I was like, that's cute, I want that. I don't know who Ted Nugent is, but I'm sure whoever he is, it's fine to have on a t-shirt. And I googled him, and apparently he's a huge Trump supporter. Guns rights activist, but also has like songs about how much he loves jailbait.
Wow.
and I was like oh, so I went to the gun range and I wore it because I was like, oh, it's perfect top to wear to the gun range. But I was like, damn. But I was like, I'll wear it in the UK because no one knows who he is.
But it's just kind of like walking around with like Piers Morgan.
Jeremy Clarkson t-shirt.
I feel like if you're trying to like attract like guys, or if you're trying to like, if you're trying to find somebody in the US to like have sex with, I feel like those sort of gun-toting sort of rednecks, I feel like they fuck harder.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
I didn't fuck any of them, but I kind of wish I had.
Really?
Yeah. I had to.
Well, those aren't your type, are they? You told me before your type is like soft soy boys.
Yes. I like
skinny glasses, vegan.
Yes, but I think I said this recently. I can't remember who I was talking to, but I think most of the guys, those are my type. But actually, a lot of guys I attract, I would say in the UK at least, are like lads.
Really,
like a lad. I think you can only have you can't have two soy people together.
Yeah,
like
you
it's
can't.
Too much soy.
Are you quite soy?
Yeah, well, I'm vegan.
Are you?
And I'm like pretty soy. Yeah, pretty soy. I don't even know what that means, but I'm a cliche in the most sense, like hipster cliche, I guess.
You see, I feel like we are, in terms of like human beings. I feel like we are both literal polar opposites.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm like, you know, I'm very much
a pepper army.
I'm northern man.
Right, yeah.
Like, on all the things that go along with
a pucker pie.
Yeah, like, what's that? Feelings? Gay.
Yeah. You know? Well, having said, no, I'm still quite awkward and cold. Like, I'm not someone that likes to talk about feelings, I don't
think. Yeah.
I don't know. Do I talk about my feelings a lot?
I can't imagine you do, no.
No.
Not with a bit of irony.
Yeah.
But then again,
but that's just British. I'm sorry, but I'm still British, you know, so I don't, you know, I'm cold.
I mean, I think like...
And off-putting.
And again, I'm going to have to be really quite careful in choosing my words here, but I think like men's mental health is one of the worst things to have happened in the last 15 years. Like,
yeah.
Because I feel like as a bloke now, you can tell me if I'm wrong with this. As a bloke, you can't just have a bad day. Do you know what I mean? You can't just be like, oh, I've had a bit of a bad day. People are like, are you all right? Does everything need to be? And you're like, no, I don't need to. I just want to have one bad day every once in a while without people think I'm going to kill myself.
Sometimes, I will say as a woman, like, some, you know, you hear about the men's loneliness epidemic. Sometimes when you interact with men, you're like, whose fault's that? Like, come on. Like, if you've ever spent a minute with a man, like, you all bully each other and like, so it's like, well, yeah, of course you feel lonely. Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Men's WhatsApp groups are fucking toxic.
Yeah.
But it's how we communicate. It's how we, like, if I really like somebody as a bloke, I'm horrible to them.
Yeah, the moment you start taking the piss out of someone, it means you're becoming friends with them.
Yeah.
And that's a very Irish thing as well. And there's a lot of correlation between Irish things and Northern English things. So similar ideals there. So if you have someone that you like, you start taking the piss out of them. If you're too polite, then you're like, oh, we're not really going to get on.
Yeah, because it's like me saying, I feel comfortable enough around you that I can talk about like smashing your dead mum. Do you know what I mean? And that's a compliment. They're like, oh, my dead mum that died last week, you're talking about railing her. That's really sweet that you feel comfortable. When men don't like each other, we're quite like, oh, you're right. Like, we're quite
nice.
Polite, but
like
a London soy boy might not take that too well, though. Hipster soy boy from Shoreditch.
Yeah, it's actually really problematic.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah, I just feel like it's enforcing the patriarchy. You know, because dead people can't consent, you know. It's just really problematic.
That's actually such a good accent.
Imagine if I spoke like that. Hi, Kat, it's great to be here. Notice that it's very white in this room. What the fuck? What the fuck's a bit fucking weird.
Yeah, the diversity is not great here.
These all white as well.
Yeah.
Not a single person of colour in the whole.
I mean, it's all Prince Andrew. I thought it was just
that's Justin Timberlake, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Justin Timberlake and Britney, and then that's all Prince Andrew.
Why do you like Prince Andrew?
Why wouldn't I?
That is a good point. You don't hear much from him these days, do you?
Yeah.
You're very quietly under the radar.
Yeah.
Why are you into like Justin and Britney?
I'm not into them. I just got that picture one time when I was in America and I was like, that's so funny.
Yeah, there's something...
Let me frame that.
They look a little bit like they are in Tenerife and they've had a holiday romance.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like they've met outside Tutti Frutti Square or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like, honestly, let's just meet every 2 weeks. It's fine. It's fine. You live in Shropshire and I live in Scotland, but it's not even an issue.
And then I've got the picture.
I've just seen that.
Yeah.
Was that from Rory?
Yeah.
We've had Rory on the pod.
Yeah, I saw the picture he did of you guys.
That's fucking...
terrifying.
That vagina is weak, man. That's what I don't like. I'm not even that bothered it's your face. I don't like the fact that it looks like balls underneath. That's how transphobic I am. You can have a face, but I don't want to see balls.
This is the longest running podcast in the world, and it's the longest running podcast in the world for a reason. I am the most dedicated podcaster that has ever lived, and I am so grateful for your guys' support. But if you want to support me further, you can now sponsor the Ramblings of a Narcissist for just £4 a month. Go to patreon.com/thecatbakershow and you will find episodes that are more personal, more unhinged than anything we can post on YouTube, as well as early access to YouTube episodes, and also extended cuts. We can say things there that we cannot say here, you know, all just kind of things that might get me cancelled. Because if you don't know, there are a lot of people that don't want to see me succeed, because I am, of course, the most powerful podcaster in the world. So go to patreon.com/thecatbakershow and support me for just £4 a month. I couldn't do this without you guys. Thank you. But yeah, no, it's funny, in America, I feel like they're way like, they're way more like, talk about feelings and shit there.
Yeah, I couldn't, I don't want to have a chat. Not only do I not want to talk about my feelings with anybody, if you like are a guy and you want to share your feelings with me, I'm not the one.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
This whole thing that everybody should be able to share things with everybody else. Now, there's some people who I'm not comfortable. I'm really bad at, like, especially if I don't know somebody that well, in a conversation, I'm awful. I'm just so bad. So I was going to this person's party. I was there just with a friend, and my friend knew this girl. Mm-hmm. They were tight. And I was just there as a plus one type thing. And I introduced myself to the birthday girl who I hadn't met before. I was like, "Hey, you all right? Happy birthday." And she was like, I said, "You having a nice birthday?" And she went, "No." And I went, "Oh," like that. And I thought, do I ask? And I was like, "Is everything all right?" And she went, "My cat died 3 days ago." And she just left that in the air, like, and now you say something. And I didn't know what to say. And so I panicked and I said, "Sometimes grief is the price we pay for love." That was it. That's what I chose to say in that moment in time.
To be fair, but I thought you were going to say, "Yeah, I shagged it to death," or something. I was like, to be fair, you could have said worse.
But what a weird thing to say if you don't know somebody. Yeah. Sometimes grief is the price we pay for love.
I argue that's the best thing to say.
It's the right thing
to say, but it's very off-brand for you.
It's weird, isn't it?
It just feels bizarre. I didn't know, when it came out of my mouth, I was like, that's weird. But I was like, just style it out.
So yeah.
I think you had a moment of humanity, Freddie.
No. Yeah. Humanity.
So is that what parties are like then, when you're like 40?
How old are you? Cat Baker.
30.
Are you? I'm 36.
Are you?
Fuck off. I thought you were way older than 30. What the fuck?
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, everyone thinks I'm like 25.
Everyone wants to fuck you thinks you're 25.
I think I look younger than 30.
Behave.
I look younger than 30.
It might be because you're not wearing a bra. That's what's put me off. So it's a guess.
When I went on your podcast, I said I was 30, and you said you look good for 30.
That was then.
I've aged.
You had adequate support then. I'll be sitting here with tits like a spaniel's ears.
No, you can say what the fuck you want about me, but I literally have the perkiest fucking tits. So don't say.
Whoa.
Don't give me that. No, because I actually, like, yeah, no, I pretty much never have to wear a bra.
Oh, sound.
Yeah.
That's a blessing.
Yeah. So.
I need constant support.
Yeah. But yeah, no. Yeah, I'm 30.
You look good for 30.
Yeah, thank you. I do.
You look fantastic. What's the next decade got for you? Have you got any plans or anything?
I need to get knocked up at some point.
You want kids?
Yeah, I want kids.
Are you gonna find a partner and then do it, or are you just gonna like just blast come up here and just see
sort of like get remnants of a toilet seat somewhere and sort of shove it up.
I'll have like a toilet swab. If I can have any baby, I'll have a toilet seat baby. Of course I will.
No, I'd like to find a partner to do it with. Do it the natural way. Because I think it's good to do things the way God intended.
It's not going to be like with a soy boy. Yeah, I just think it's really regressive to have sex.
Yeah, I think I should come in this cup. And then,
Oh my God, if we have a child, we're going to have to raise it non-binary until it's able to pick its own gender.
Yeah. We'll do a but we will do an ethnicity reveal.
Yeah. Have you ever been to a gender reveal?
No, never.
I don't even think they exist. I think like 7 people do them. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think it's...
Yeah, I mean, any of my friends I know have had babies, they haven't done a gender reveal.
It's so fucking council house, isn't it?
I saw the one you showed on Dead Men a while ago.
Oh, yeah.
The trampoline in the background.
Oh, man. It's just so fucking scummy. But I think it's such a weird way to, like... Do you know what I mean? Just when did that become a party? Just find out.
Feels like an excuse, you know, have a baby shower, or in place of that, have a gender reveal just to get people together and be like, look at us, we're having a baby, support us. That's what it feels like.
Do you know what they should do? They should do, but not gender reveal, they should do it for, like, disabilities. So, like, you get it tested for, like, Downs or whatever, and you don't know the result.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you pop a balloon and you're like, oh, it's going to need a carer for the rest of its life. Ah! Oh, well, you win some, you lose some.
He's got Huntington's disease.
Huntington's disease. Yeah, imagine getting balloons to try and spell out spina bifida. Like. That's like 40 quid from Hallmark to find out your kid's fucked.
Do you have any disabilities?
What? I think I probably technically do. Technically. I have heart failure.
So, sorry, disability.
I feel like it's not an ability, is it?
It's not a superpower.
Yeah. Don't let me into the X-Men with heart failure.
Yeah, I guess that's an illness.
Yeah.
Or chronic
illness. I don't know what it is. Like, I don't think it is a disability, but that's the closest I've got.
Mm.
What about you?
But you haven't got any, like, developmental issues.
No. I'm northern. What about yourself?
No, I'm a clean slate.
Really?
Yeah. I got depression, anxiety, but who hasn't?
Me. Because I'm not soft. Fucking anxiety. I'm worried about what? I don't know. Shut the fuck up.
There's a theme on this podcast where a lot of the guests have been on the autism spectrum, so that's pretty much what
they've all been autistic or ADHD.
People on a regular basis tell me that I'm autistic and I'm not, but it's
no
just,
you're not autistic.
No, what it is, I'm just horrible. I'm just not a nice person.
Yeah. You're
people
just,
go, that's autism.
They're
all cunts. There you go, have that.
Yeah, you're just a bloke. Horrible old bloke.
I'm an old school, I'm a throwback of a bloke.
But people say to me, they all think I'm autistic as well.
No.
And I'm like, no, I'm just middle class British, so I'm like awkward and cold.
I don't think you're that cold.
I'm not warm.
No, you're not warm.
I'm definitely like, if I'm in a room of like, I don't like hug people, really.
If you were tea, I'd still drink you, but if you were a bath, I wouldn't get in you.
No.
You're that.
Your balls would shrink. Yeah. Like sometimes when I'm in a room with a lot of women, I need like a few minutes to warm up. Especially if they're like very bubbly.
But the thing is, fat.
No, I mean like bubbly. like kind of like, you know, when they're all sort of like, oh, hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, all sorts.
But the thing is women are way more socially adept than men, I think.
Yeah.
In terms of like, men are quite sort of like on or off in terms of like, either I like him or I don't like, you know what I mean? Like, we don't have the ability of masking our emotions and kind of playing. Women play 4D chess in terms of like, relationships with other women in a way that we just can't even fucking comprehend. It just goes over our stupid heads. Do you know what I mean? Like, we are so much worse. I don't know. I don't really like meeting people that I don't know. I don't.
That's so miserable.
Really?
Yeah. I like, no, see, I'm a bit of a narcissist and an extrovert, even though I'm a bit cold.
Yeah.
So I love meeting new people and talking about myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. But I think that's what makes anyone want to be on the stage or be, you've got to be a bit of like, you want to.
No, absolutely not.
But you've got to have narcissistic tendencies if you're a comedian.
I don't think so. Like, I don't think I, I've, well, look, look. I I think I probably do have more of an ego than the average person.
Yeah.
I think I'm. I think I'm happy to.
You're like, I've got to be heard.
Yeah. There is something inherently egotistical about going, everyone has to pay to listen to me. You know. But at the same time, like, I don't do it because I'm desperate to be, like, I don't do it because I'm desperate to be heard or anything like that. And to be honest, off stage and, like, in private life and stuff, I'm quite introverted. I don't really like other people drain the shit out of me.
No, I'd say I'm an introverted extrovert. What? So I'm like, I have to be around people. Like, I will go mad if I'm not around people. Uh-huh. But where if I'm with people all day, like, I need a break in between. Like,
I once went traveling and I went 6 days without having a conversation with somebody. And it was the greatest 6 days I have ever had. That's like, that's my heroin high that I chase every week.
No, yeah,
I'd go insane. That 1 week where no cunt talked to me because I was in fucking Bratislava. Do you know what I mean?
Like, nah, not my vibe.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen if you just spend time with your own thoughts? Do you think you're going to kill yourself?
Maybe. Well, I get a bit panicky. If you're alone with my thoughts, you'd be I get very bad existential dread.
Bad. Like, you sort of question your place in the universe.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and I get a bit. Nothing really in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, because when you die,
I think I worry a lot about getting murdered and and. I don't know, just awful things happening.
You worry about getting murdered?
Yeah, and dying and things. Oh. Like, where we had to film an episode and this was like a few months ago and I was having panic attacks.
Like, I might cut this bit out, but before we roll, I had to basically talk her down for
minutes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I was a bit like...
When, today?
No. This was like a couple months ago. Oh. I was a bit unwell. I was like, because I'd like changed my meds and things and then So I'm a bit, the thing is though, I'm like that, but I don't really have any trauma or anything. So I don't know why. I think it's just inherited from family.
Does that make you feel guilty? Because you're like, I'm like this, but I've not even got a real reason to be like this.
Yeah, probably.
You should feel good.
Yeah, I should. I know. Sometimes, and then I'll be like, but I'm not getting bombed in Gaza. And then I'm like, oh, and then I get even more.
Also, just to be clear, I didn't have to talk her down from killing herself. Just for
actually
having a panic attack. Yeah, panic attack. Yeah. Ambulance.
Yeah, I wasn't going to slice my wrists. Oh, mate. But yeah. Oh. So how'd you like that? Talking about feelings.
Oh, cat baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, if I was you, I'd kill myself.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone says that to me.
I know they're perky, but they're so small.
That's the one thing that keeps me going is my perky breasts. I'm like, that is least. I mean, look, I'm like, snap out of it. Your tits are great.
I like the idea that you're on a bridge and you're like, don't, the police are there. Don't talk to me, man. Don't talk to me. And an officer just wibbles your tit and he goes, quite perky then.
Yeah.
You just go into his arms.
You're right.
Thank you so much.
You're right.
Save me. That would be the greatest scene in the phrase How to Save a Life song.
Yeah.
It was just one guy wibbling a tit. Let him know that you know best.
I'm going to hold on to that thought forever.
Perky tits save lives.
This could be a good segue into the roasting segment. You know, you've already kind of started.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you want to ramble for a bit longer.
Why do you want me to roast you?
Well, because I want to roast you.
You can roast me. Go for it.
Yeah. So, but I want us to do a roast.
Okay.
Yeah, because you roast a lot.
I do roast a lot. I usually prep for it more, but I will do.
I said we're going to roast each other.
Yeah, but I forgot.
Yeah, but I was expecting you to study for 6 hours last night.
I'm not signing up to your OF page just so I can rip you. Not a chance. Have you brought a book? Fuck off, you brought a book. The fuck is this?
I've written some stuff.
Damn, son. There's paragraphs. There's fucking paragraphs,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, right.
All right, okay.
Okay. Okay, let me think how I'm going to word this. Right, okay.
Okay. Oh my God, okay. I'm nervous.
Okay, right. Okay. So.
That's not good stuff. So, here's the first thing wrong with you. Okay.
Right. So, Freddie.
Hi.
You're a comedian, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think you could get into radio. Okay. And not just because you're ugly, even though that helps.
Okay.
But because the BBC are running out of sex offenders.
I mean, they've got loads of them.
And I think you've got the perfect face that would make people say, oh, yeah, I always knew it was a wrong un.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Do I roast you back?
Yeah, go on then.
You look like female Mudang.
Mudang has great skin. So I'm going to...
Yeah. That little fire pole.
That's a compliment.
You look like the fittest girl in the bottom set. Do you know what? You've got lovely little chubby cheeks.
Yeah.
You got...
I've got a square face.
No, you've got a thick face and a flat ass. You're the wrong way around. You got ass cheeks on your face.
Not as flat as the back of your head.
You could twerk by nodding.
Remember who's paying you.
Oh, shit.
Right. The BBC called again, Freddie.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And they've got a job for you.
Okay.
In EastEnders. Okay.
Yeah.
You are being cast as the third Mitchell brother with fetal alcohol syndrome.
Wow. Wow. The BBC called you.
Yeah.
The BBC stands for Big Booty Cheeks. Oh, mate.
Freddie has been getting shreddy recently, as he likes to say, but the only thing he is shredding is the photos of upskirting he has pinned to his wall while the police come knocking.
That's quite good.
Yeah.
That's quite good.
Yeah, go on, give me some more.
Is this really happening?
Yeah, go on.
Mate, you look nice, so I find it really hard.
Well, then do be more personal, bit about my personality.
I don't know you well enough as a person.
I do OnlyFans, so that's quite easy to...
Yeah, that is take wild.
Piss out. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I mean, people, yeah, can you believe it? There are people that pay for this. Yeah. Good money.
I'd pay you to put clothes on.
Everyone tells me that.
Your OnlyFans should be you putting on a big coat.
So that was the roasting segment.
Oh, okay.
Do you think I have it in me to be a roaster?
I think you have I think you have definite potential.
Yeah, I need to work on my delivery though.
Yeah.
Maybe not read it from a notepad.
To be honest with you, a lot of people a lot of people read it from phones or because you don't think about the delivery side of things.
Yeah.
You got big nose.
You're going to have to talk me down from the edge again.
You do have quite a bit. Like
it's a pointy nose.
Considering like your overall like face.
Yeah.
Like I think the nose takes up a lot of real estate.
So if I had a bigger face, it'd fit better.
Yeah. Right. But we're talking like, you know, it's like the Easter Island nose on a Satsuma.
I think I have a very average nose.
No, hell no. I wouldn't share Coke with you, put it that way.
I can't do much Coke because it makes me anxious and I poo myself. So. Joke's on you.
To be honest, on the plus side, I bet you sniff it before anyone else does.
Yeah.
I've shat myself. Holy shit.
Are you horny and bored and feel like you want to chat to me? Maybe you want to send me your inner monologue or maybe just a picture of your knob? Then go to catbaker.co.uk where you will find my premium explicit subscription sites. I have my OnlyFans and then I have my Admire Me VIP. The Admire Me is a little bit more kink friendly, so go there if you've got certain needs. But I also have my Admire Me premium shop where you can buy videos without a subscription. But for just one small monthly fee, you can chat to me and see all my explicit content. So go to catbaker.co.uk and have a happy time fapping. So we've roasted each other.
Yeah.
Let's roast the fans. Well, roast the fans, not really. Answer their problems.
Oh, I like doing stuff
because I have a horny autistic audience that have a lot of issues.
Yeah, shout out incels.
So we need to hear some stuff. Anthony, there's a piece of paper there with some problems. Do you want to read them out and we will answer them?
You do a lot of stuff on paper in this pod, don't you?
I like to write things down.
A lot of writing.
Yeah.
Okay, we got one. You ready?
Okay.
I'm ready.
I'm a male. This is not me.
Okay.
I am a male who wears girls' underwear and I feel like this is why I have no luck dating.
This is my audience.
God. What the fuck does that mean? When we say girls' underwear, I'm assuming that he means like
women's.
Oh yeah. That's fucking Hello Kitty briefs. That's right. I mean, like, so if that's a turn on, I imagine he's wearing like little thongs. Like, yeah. I don't imagine that he's wearing, like, Bridget Jones knickers.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
He's definitely wearing, like, sexy Lacey underwear. But the question is, do you reckon he has a date and then halfway through the date he tells the girl that he's wearing them and that turns her off? Or not?
Oh, mate. I got a story. Can I tell you a story?
Please.
So I'm going to have to keep some names fucking, you know, stum.
Maybe in the Patreon you can tell me real names.
No, I'll do it now. Fuck it. So I know somebody who was having some, like, met this guy online.
Yeah.
Right? And this guy was like, he was a good looking bloke. He was a big manly dude. Like, he loads of tattoos, about 6'4", 6'5", like, you know. And I'm thinking there must be something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, why? Because he's dating your friend.
I'm not saying that he was he wasn't punching down, but like I just, like, you know what I mean? Like, I just felt that
no one
can
be that perfect.
And he was chatting to her. And then he sends her a picture of him just on his bed, but it's like you can just see his fucking legs or whatever. And he went, "Oh my god, so embarrassed, didn't mean to send that to you." And she went, "What the fuck? It's just a picture, chill out." And he goes, "Oh, I guess you didn't really look at the picture." And then she looked at the picture and he was wearing, like, little girl socks. You know, like, what are the ones with the flappy...
Like frills.
Frilly, kind of like those.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
then
yeah,
turn
yeah.
Them, you turn them over and they go... Like
right,
that.
Yeah.
And so she was like, "Ayo, why are you wearing little frilly girl socks?" And then he chose that to go, "Oh, I guess I should tell you about my alter ego."
Oh, for fuck's
And his
sake.
His alter ego was a 4-year-old girl.
Oh, Jesus.
With like a name and a backstory and shit.
Oh, my God.
And it's like...
You know, we don't have to accept everything.
No, I know. There's some shit where you
some
just go,
shit we can kink shame.
Yeah. Sometimes you just... But there's quite a few kinks, actually. I'm pretty open. I did most of my experimenting in my early 20s. Do you know what I mean? Like, I signed up to FetLife and I just fucking absolutely went for it.
Really?
You know
what did you do?
You are, sorry?
What did you do?
Look at you with your only...
You've had sex?
With a woman. Nah, man. I just did the whole, like, fucking dom-sub dynamic and I did some BDSM and I just fucking worked out the sort of...
Do you get pegged?
..shit that I like. I have been pegged once and I didn't
like it.
I wasn't really keen. Because it's just not really my fucking bag.
It's a lot of preparation as well.
You are?
It's a lot of preparation.
Yeah.
You've got to train that arsehole, you know. You can't just...
I'm just not really that. But the thing is my sort of thing is like, I'm happy to try most things. What? Oh my God, I didn't fucking tell you. I've got a great story for you.
Okay, yeah.
So this one time, right, I was I was kind of seeing this girl where we mm-hmm. sort of had this thing where it was just sex, mm. and it was just like us, like just fucking experimenting. Do you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
And we got on well with each other, and mm. I thought she was attractive, and so it was a nice sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And then one time we're fucking, and she calls me daddy during sex,
right.
And I go, and she goes, look, it's really embarrassing. When I'm really, really turned on, like I just, it's in my head and I just wanted to say it. Mm. And do you know what I mean? It's just a big turn on for me. And I was like, okay. She was like, do you mind? And I was like, I can kind of get over it. Do you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm used to tuning women out. Like, you know? Sure, whatever. You talk, whatever. But you can.
So was that no? Did hear it.
So yeah, I was just like, whatever, you know. So we're you know, and it's fine. It's her sort of thing, right?
Mm.
And then about a couple of weeks later, I'm at her house, and she goes, "I've got something that I want to ask that we can try."
And I was like, want to do a threesome with the dad.
No.
Yeah.
Worse. So she goes, "How would you feel if I wore a nappy?" And I went, "I'm not like, nah." And she was like, "Look," she was like, "I get that it's weird. It's a huge turn. I've never done it. I've always wanted to do it." She was like, "I will wear it underneath my clothes so you won't even be able to tell, but I'll just know." And look, and I was like, "Look," I was like, "this is the absolute limit for me." I was like, I will try this, but the rule is under no circumstances are you to use it. Yeah. I the minute that you piss or shit in it is like that's a hard tap. Because in my head I'm like, well, it's just like, if I can't even see it, the fuck do I care? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. But you're here, Russell.
Well, right. So she goes away and she comes back and she's wearing these leggings, these brown leggings, and then I can sort of see the sort of puffiness.
Yeah, like brown leggings makes it worse. Yeah.
And I'm a bit like, oh man, like this isn't, do you know what I mean? But then she gives me one of the top five blowjobs I've ever had, and I was like, okay, fair play, do you know what I mean? But,
yeah.
But as a man, your whole life is like risk and cost equity. So you spend so much time well, this isn't great, but you know what I mean? So anyway, that happens, and then she goes, about another week passes, right? And she goes, "I've got one more thing that I want to try."
Right.
I was like, right, okay. And she bought some baby food.
Oh, my God.
And she went, "Will you feed me some baby food?" I went, I can't. I was like, I just can't. That's just gross. And she was like, "Look, it's not a sexual thing for you. You can just fucking, but for me, it's something I've always wanted to do." And she was like, "This is the last thing that I will ever ask of you. And if you do this, I'll do anything that you want. I'll do absolutely anything." And in my head, I was like, well, it's just like, do you know what I mean? Like
it's just mushed up food.
Yeah, it's mushed up food. It's weird. But like, I feel like I've already crossed weirdness.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, fine, mate. I undid the fucking top for these mushy carrots or whatever. And the second the smell hit me, I went, I'm done. No chance. I'm done. And I fucking put it and I walked out the flat. Never saw her again. How's that for kink shaming?
What did it smell like?
I'm really fussy with food.
Yeah.
So anything like that can just eat. Oh, God. I mean, I'm reflexing now, thinking about it about 15 years later.
And then she would have sucked you off afterwards. Would you mind that? She'd eaten baby food carrots.
I'm not having fucking...
Yeah.
I'm not having pureed peas in my belly. Not again! And that's how I got kicked out the chippy.
That's how we do it up north on Mischief Day.
Yeah. Who's coming to Harry Ramsden's for Mischief Night? I want to fuck mushy peas. So yeah, this person, I'm turned on by wearing women's underwear. And
he thinks that's an issue. It's probably the issue why you haven't got women. It's probably because you're autistic.
Well, I know the issue is that you're doing things the wrong way around. So you're wearing the women's underwear and you're like, gee, I hope she's into this. like, surely a smarter thing to do would be to find women on like fetish websites that are into this.
Yeah.
And then go and date them. Or, and this is a wild one, maybe, just maybe, you don't need to wear women's underwear all of the time.
Yeah. I do find guys sometimes with fetishes feel like they need to inflict their fetishes on everyone. Maybe. And I'm like, maybe something you should keep to yourself.
Maybe just wear it for bed.
Yeah.
Do you know, and how lovely would that be? Long day, but you know that when you get in, you can wear a little thong and go to sleep if that's what you want to do. You've got something to look forward to all day then.
Yeah, exactly.
Rather than fucking, oh man. Yeah, first dates, the whole thing is, well, not even first dates, first 6 months of the relationship, the whole thing is, I'm trying to hide what a fucking lunatic.
You want to keep sex as normal as possible on first date.
But having said that, you also don't want to leave it too long with normal sex. Because if you, like, so look, if you've been with somebody for 3 years, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they go, I want you to piss on me. You're like, whoa, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe I would say 3 to 6 months is the time where you start going, should we be a bit more adventurous with this?
Yeah.
But yeah, just
one day when I get someone to stick around for longer than 3 dates.
Well, really? Is that, do you have trouble?
No, oh, really? You got trouble. Well, no, I can normally get longer than 3 dates, but that was a bit of a joke. But well, I'm not married, am I?
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh. I think you'd have lots of guys that would want to.
Lots of horny autistic men.
Are you
down
not like?
Door.
Are you bi or anything like that? Or is it just straight?
I used to think I was bi, but now I think I'm just straight.
Mm.
I think it's just because I was living in Brighton.
Yeah,
and I was around a lot of. Well, I mean, I did. I used to sleep with my housemate, who was a girl.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of for everyone can wank over that at home. That thought. And I dated a couple girls, but I haven't really felt the desire to recently. Yeah. Which is kind of, because I kind of was one of those people, and these people are so annoying.
Mm-hmm.
People who make being bisexual like their whole identity.
Oh my God, yeah.
And especially like bisexual comics, and they just do material about being bisexual all the time.
Which I'm a bit like,
okay, we get it, biphobia sucks, but do something else. Having said that, I am a female who makes jokes about my vagina all the time. So people
vaginas are funny.
Yeah.
You can't make something funny out of a vagina.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Have a sense of humour about it.
Yeah.
Put a little cigar up there.
Yeah.
Groucho Marx glasses.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be part of any club that wouldn't have me for a member, eh?
But yeah, so I kind of made it a bit of my whole identity being bisexual, but sometimes it is a bit of a phase.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. Having said that, there are occasionally there are sometimes women I'll meet and I'll be like, no, I am a bit in love with you.
Do you know
so
what?
So actually, I am maybe a bit gay still.
I think women can have that phase. I don't think men can. So for example.
No, men have that phase, but they don't talk about it.
You can't. So as a guy, I think, and again, you can feel free to veto me. I don't speak for all men. I think once you've sucked one dick, you can never say you're straight ever again.
No, I disagree.
Once you suck one dick, that's it. You can't ever be like...
No, I think you can. I think you can be straight and have stuck up a guy's ass.
What about have it stuck up your ass?
I think you still be straight.
Really?
What about trying it to know you don't like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like...
Also, if you never met like... Oh, you know when you get this, some guys are just, like straight, but they just like get super fucked up and make bad decisions. And I think You never been on a crazy night out and just stuck your dick in a butthole that was a man? No.
No, I've never like fucked a cat or anything like that. Oh, you know,
wow,
what I mean?
You're missing out.
I tend to
see. I prefer men who are like bisexual.
Yeah. Little bisexual soy boys.
Yeah.
Actually, I saw it as fucking the patriarchy in a different way.
Or what's really hot, when a guy's very masculine, but he's done a bit of gay shit on the side, I think that's hot.
Really?
Yeah.
That's bizarre. You're weird.
Yeah, I quite like watching gay porn.
So if you saw like Chris Hemsworth,
yeah,
and he was like, "Cat, one time, I let a man wank me off in the park."
I'd love that. I would love that. I'd be like, that's hot.
Yeah. Hey, Kat, this is Chris Hemsworth here again.
Yeah.
One time a homeless man sucked me off for money.
I'd say a business smart and hot.
I'm just picturing Thor in a park getting wanked off.
Yeah,
no, I'd be into that. No, so I'm a little bit fruity, I guess, sometimes, but I'm mostly straight.
Yeah. I've got a friend of mine. And she says this openly. She wishes that she was a lesbian. Like, she prefers all things about women. But she just isn't, like, she just likes dick too much. Like, it's one of those things where it's like, if I had the choice, I would much prefer to be a lesbian. But I just like dick.
Yeah.
And it's like a curse almost.
It is a curse. It truly is. Yeah. I mean, having a dick is a curse as well, but...
Really?
Well, no, you can piss in places quite easily.
Oh, mate, it is fun.
Yeah.
Mm.
No, but I think... I wish it was more socially acceptable for men to, like, do gay shit and not be called gay.
Really?
Like, that's something I'm passionate about.
Is it?
Yeah.
See, I go the other way.
you passionately believe...
I don't think men should even hold hands.
Yeah. I mean, you definitely shouldn't talk about feelings.
Heathens!
Yeah.
God will punish them.
Yeah.
No,
they will meet their maker.
I don't know. I just think once you... Like, all right, okay, so here's the thing, right? So you're dating a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm straight. Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay, when was your last relationship? And he went, I fucked a man 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
You'd be like, okay, you're straight. You'd be like, yep, fine.
Yeah.
That's insane to me.
Yeah.
I'd be like, if you fucked a man 2 weeks ago,
I'd be like,
that's
well,
not
I'd
straight.
Be, well,
that's not what straight means.
Well,
like, in my head, straight means man and woman.
I mean, I would be like, it depends what context. If you said he was like, if he was like kind of fucked up, he was like, you know what, I just thought I'd try it. If he's regularly fucking guys, I'd be like, well, you're bisexual.
Yeah.
But if it was just like, well, not off.
You're a vegan, right?
Yeah.
If someone said I'm a vegan, but I ate meat 2 weeks ago.
I ate a bit of cheese 2 weeks ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Mm.
That poor cow.
I love how several times throughout this interview you've gone, oh.
Yeah.
You've looked at me and gone, oh, God.
Do you know what that is, Kat?
Are you okay?
That's you letting me down.
Yeah. Oh. You're like, oh, God.
Don't bother.
Oh,
Oh,
yeah, well,
no.
You're right. You're a bit...
You're all right at home.
Yeah. You're a bit not okay, aren't you?
I've got a little panic attack.
You're a bit panicked and a bit lonely and a bit eating cheese.
Because you've got big cheeks.
Big, oh, are you okay? Cheeks. You've got fat ass. Oh. I actually have a perky ass. So I actually regularly get... comments from gentlemen I've been with in the bedroom that I've got a nice ass. So
yeah, but if it's a gentleman you've been with in the bedroom, he's not going to go, fucking hell, that ass is
but
horrible.
He's not going to comment on it, is he?
Yes, because whatever.
Really?
You,
yeah. if a woman had a saggy ass, did you go nice ass if you
was,
were fucking her?
If I was about to come,
yeah,
and I wanted to come in that moment, I could denounce my own mother, like. Like, I'm not thinking about what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You don't get the truth.
You
could
hail Hitler. Yeah.
You don't get the truth out of a man until 10 minutes after.
No, it was after he nutted.
What, immediately?
No, a couple minutes later. He went, oh, you've got a really nice ass, by the way. So that means he's telling the truth. That means.
Yeah, maybe. And hey, guys, if you want to find out if Kat's got a really nice house, go to
katbaker.co.uk. You're also on tour.
Well,
segway.
That's the greatest plug I have ever heard in my entire life. Yes, I'm on tour at the moment.
Yeah, that's why you're in London.
Yeah, I'm in London tonight.
You didn't travel specifically down for this.
In London tonight, which is sold out. You can't get any tickets. Ooh. I'm in Stourbridge tomorrow. That's sold out. You can't have any tickets. I'm in Newcastle on Sunday, which has... So I think there's still a few tickets left for that.
And is this your first tour? How does it feel to sell venues out?
It feels class. Yeah. Like we've sort of done like probably sort of 200 to 300 tickets in the bigger cities, and then like 1 to 150 in like the smaller places.
Right.
It's just been, most of them have been absolutely fucking incredible.
Really.
The only sort of weird thing is that sometimes you'll meet people who are like fans of yours, and you're like, oh god, like,
fucking telling me
insane. Like, okay, but most of the people are really nice and lovely, and you know, it's all I ever wanted to do was go on tour, so it just feels quality.
What is the crowd like at your tour? Is it mostly men? Is it mixed?
Do you know what, it's probably about, there's more women than you'd expect.
It's
probably, yeah, but they're all disgusting. They're all so ugly. Yeah. Trolls. Absolute troll. You know. You're coming tonight, aren't you? It's probably about 65-35, I would say.
Right.
Which is insane, considering.
Yeah.
We get quite a lot of lesbian, like a lesbian fan base is a thing.
Those real bulldog dyke types. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to say that. I've eaten pussy before. Okay, so I'm allowed to
good
say dyke.
Good for you.
Yeah. Right. Aww.
Well done.
Really?
Well done.
Yeah. Yeah, I know the type
Where
you
Where did mean. The nose go? Roast it.
In her very baggy vagina. There was lots of space.
Oh, mate. Are you doing Taskmaster for us? I feel like you are.
Yeah,
aren't
I
you?
Am.
Oh, that's so fun.
I know. It's Hattie Preston's,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Have you met Hattie before?
No.
She's great. Hattie's great.
Great. It'd be great to meet. You know what? I've only had one woman on this podcast that's a comic and not an OnlyFans.
Who?
Oh, Jessica Miss Tarnett. She was in Austin.
Okay.
But I was like, I haven't had any female comics.
We should try and get Hattie.
Yeah, I'll try and get
put the word in. We'll try and get
Hattie. Oh, yeah. Defo.
Yeah, she's up north, though, isn't she?
Yeah, but she comes all over. Hi.
She's comes all over.
We're doing it in a sex dungeon this time.
In Liverpool.
Outskirts of Liverpool.
Let's say Liverpool sounds more.
Birkenhead. Well, Birkenhead.
Yeah. And then there was another guy. Who was that?
I actually don't know. Oh, I do know. Jack Devaney.
Right, so who's he?
So Jack Devaney is a bad taxidermist.
Right, okay.
And he's very funny.
Okay.
But his whole thing is that he makes terrible taxidermy.
Mm.
And he went viral a little while ago for turning a rabbit into a toaster.
Okay, I need to look that up.
Honestly, some of his stuff is amazing.
I will say, please don't say, that's a photo of my dead rabbit. So be careful what you say in front of him.
What?
That's my pet rabbit who passed away a few years ago. So just...
Oh my God.
Don't talk too much about dead rabbits.
Why does he look so upset?
He's not. He's having a great time. That was a photo shoot we had.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
You're taking the piss.
No, it was.
You had a photo shoot
it
with a dead
rabbit.
It was
a free one. A woman with... He's alive in that. He is so beautiful, I have to say. Is he not? He's gorgeous.
What was he called?
Otto.
Otto the rabbit.
Yeah. But some woman was like, I need to take photos of people and their pets. She was like, do you want to be in it? And I was like, yeah.
Oh, how long ago did Otto pass?
2021.
Okay. oh, COVID takes another life.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh wow.
Yeah, that's Jack.
That is horrific.
But he's got like a real, like, he's this really sort of dour Mancunian who I also think might be a serial killer.
But, and you're putting me in a dungeon with him. Yeah.
Sex dungeon.
Great.
You must have been in sex dungeons before.
I actually haven't.
Have you not?
No.
Horrible. I tried my very hardest to get them to not do it in the sex dungeon because I've been there a few times before.
To this Birkenhead one.
Yeah. Stinks of just cum and bleach.
Oh. There was a sex club in Bristol that was like a nightclub sometimes, and I went when it was like a nightclub. So I got the smell. Dare 2.
Okay. Yeah, this place has got like, it's got like a dungeon and stuff, so it's got like all the fucking, you know, like all the, like it's got all the standard kinky shit, but then it's got other stuff where you're like, oh God. Like a Perspex toilet seat thing. People put their heads under and you just shit and piss on their heads.
Oh, jeez.
Like, I know you'd expect like, you know, leather cuffs on the wall and crosses and stuff, the usuals, but what else, like, what else constitutes as the weird shit?
Wait, sorry, will I have to shit in your mouth? Is that...
God, no.
Oh, right, okay.
Jesus Christ. Right. With your cheeks, I don't want all your shit from.
I swear I might get a ba-dum-tsh sound effect for this episode.
Don't do that.
So there's also like this doctor's sort of surgery type room.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got like, it's more of a dentist thing, you know, the dentist chairs and shit. But it's done really well, and that's what sort of makes me go, you know what I mean?
Too real for a sex dungeon.
Yeah. Mm. Just like glory holes and shit, and like, you know, like there's lots of jacuzzis and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, just, I did a comedy night there once for them. Oh, they were raising money for like some charity.
Whores.
Whores.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn that whores. Yeah.
Raising money for whores. Yeah. Whores for the cause. Yeah. And there was a guy in and he was wearing like a puppy mask, you know, like a dog mask.
Yeah.
And it was like, just having a chat with him and he was like, you know, like it's the most normal thing in the world. Like,
yeah.
He was wearing his dog mask. And I was like, can you... like,
take it off.
Can you take it off? And he was like, no, woof. And I was like,
fuck off.
He genuinely was.
My God.
But I was like, mate, I don't want to know that you're into that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to know that you pretend to be a dog. Like,
yeah.
It just, that's all I can think about now. Like,
yeah. It's almost like he's pushing his kink onto you and you're not consenting.
Yeah. It's like, I don't want
to... However, you did agree to do the show in the sex dungeon. So there's a line there somewhere. Yeah.
Well, this is... But they're weirdly very... I mean, not weirdly, but they're very sort of like... They're very accepting and they are very... Like, there is a culture that they foster in those places that is like, everyone is welcome.
Yeah.
And everyone is... And sometimes you want to be like, maybe... 20% of you aren't welcome.
Sure.
What if we became a bit more exclusive? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. If I'm going to go to a sex dungeon, I'm going to be going to one of those ones where they kind of like vet people before and like only a certain caliber of people are allowed.
Last thing you'd want is a vet.
Yeah.
Woof. Start snapping.
He might quite like the thermometer up the arse, though. The vet had to put a thermometer up my rabbit's bum once.
Really?
Yeah, and his face sort of went.
What did Otto die of?
Like old age. He was like 10.
10's old for a rabbit.
Actually, no, he's 9. But yeah.
9's old for a rabbit.
He had sort of sniffles or something. Oh. So, Freddie.
Oh, sorry. Go on.
How dare you?
Sorry.
You got somewhere to be?
Well, no, I actually don't. I got a notification saying that my Ring doorbell needs charging. So, you know, we've all got busy lives.
Yeah. This has been fun.
Thanks.
But I feel like it could be more fun.
Oh my God, if only we did like an extra 30 minutes. So what? Paywall.
And I know. Yeah, so what, man. I think we're going to do is we're going to get even more deranged. I'm going to get my tits out. I'm going to put a thermometer up your ass.
Camera's got to zoom.
And And because we're going to go over to Patreon now. Patreon. We're going to talk some more. And the rest of it is going to be on Patreon. Woo! But if you're not already, go follow Freddie. I'll put Freddie's socials and Dead Men Talking podcast, I am I was a guest on.
You were a guest. You were great.
And I think it's at like 1 million views now.
100 million views.
Yeah, I think so. Go check that out.
It's the amazing Ass Space Girl.
They said I was the best guest they've ever had, and everyone else has been terrible.
Rubbish ever since. Yeah. That was about right.
So go check out Dead Man Talking, and
I know that I've been very, taking the piss out of the way that you look. Mm-hmm. But the things that you put on Instagram are very funny, and they make me laugh a lot.
Oh, thank you. There you go.
No, I'm joking. You put great content out.
The selfies. Yeah.
You put great content. Yeah. You put great content out. There's a lot of stuff, and I'm like, that's genius.
Really good. Yeah. Finally, my genius is being recognized.
There you go. Friends. Yeah.
So we're going to go into the Patreon episode now. Boop, boop, boop. Let's walk over into Patreon.
Sorry. Boop, boop, boop. What?
See you in the Patreon. Do, 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 do.